What would make a young Padre Pio stop by the roadside to pick flowers on his way home? Today's story reveals his devotion to Our Lady of Liberty and the vow that would change his life. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Before we get to today's story, I want to share some wonderful news. Our new website is finally up and running, thanks to the generous support of our special appeal donors and our monthly contributors. On followingpadrepio.org, you'll find many articles exploring the life, teachings, and miracles of Padre Pio updated weekly, along with novenas, prayer cards, and even free ebooks to enrich your spiritual journey. And, as before, you can enroll your Mass intentions for our Padre Pio Holy Masses celebrated every Friday. So please, when you get the chance, take a moment to explore all the site has to offer. The link is in the description below. And now to our story. Today, December 2nd, marks a special day in the history of Pertolcina, Padre Pio's hometown, where a miracle took place in the 19th century through the intercession of Our Lady of Liberty. So I thought today would be the perfect moment to share with you a delightful story from Padre Pio's early life, closely tied to the heritage of Pertolcina. You see, Padre Pio had a deep devotion to the patroness of Pertolcina, Our Lady of Liberty, to whom he made a very special vow. These insights are drawn from an article written by Gennaro Prezioso from the magazine Il Settimanale di Padre Pio, number 32. So, without further ado, let's step back into time, into the humble home of the Forgione family. The author shares, "After dinner, the Forgione family would sit in a semicircle around a fireplace during the long winter nights. Mama Pepa would rummage in her apron pocket and, pulling out the long rosary, slowly start reciting it. The children and Grazio, Padre Pio's father, would respond in unison to the Marian prayer until the little ones' eyes grew heavy and their heads started to nod like bells swayed by the wind. The only one who didn't succumb to sleep was Francesco, the future Padre Pio. The mysteries of the rosary, which his mother narrated like chapters from a long, enchanting fairy tale, fascinated and captivated him more and more. He would stare at the log burning in the fireplace, and to the rhythm of the Hail Mary, he felt something begin to burn in his little heart, a very sweet feeling that soon blazed into love. Born within the walls where an aura full of religious traditions and practices of piety was breeded, this love soon led little Francesco to seek, beyond those walls, the celestial creature he loved. The future Padre Pio found her in the parish church, beautiful in her posture, gentle in her maternal gaze, tender in her delicate smile, Our Lady of Liberty. He stood still, ecstatic, enraptured. Then a silent dialogue, made of heartbeats and smiles, a mutual exchange of gifts and promises. To the Virgin of Virgins, the Queen of Virgins, Francesco offered his virginity and his entire being. The offer was accepted, and Our Lady of Liberty rewarded the little one with frequent apparitions." The author tells us that These encounters became regular. Francesco, returning home from Piana Romana, would stop to pick the most beautiful, fragrant wildflowers by the roadside. He would make colorful bouquets and bring them to her who had captured his heart. The author also shares that, after completing his altar boy duties, Francesco asked the archpriest about the Heavenly Mother above the altar, and thus he learned the story of Our Lady of Liberty. Listen to this. The story of Our Lady of Liberty goes back nearly 1,500 years to the time of Saint Barbatus, who was then the Bishop of Benevento. During that period, the city and surrounding countryside were consumed by fear. The Byzantine armies had unleashed devastation on southern Italian towns and were now camped in the valley between Benevento and the nearby towns, including Pertolcina. With no sign of help, the townspeople believed their city would surely fall. It was then that Bishop Barbatus promised that if they honored their Christian faith and gave up the pagan worship that still lingered in their culture, God would deliver them and give them peace. The bishop instructed them to pray to the Mother of God under the title Madonna della Libera, which means Our Lady of Liberty. This was around the year 650. To everyone's surprise, the armies packed up and left for good. The city survived and they remained faithful to their Christian beliefs. The devotion to Our Lady of Liberty spread throughout southern Italy, but in Pretlicina it remained alive in a very personal way, sustained by miraculous interventions over the years. One of the more recent miracles occurred in 1854, when a devastating cholera epidemic swept through Pretlicina, claiming many lives. By November, people were collapsing on the streets. Remembering the old story of God's intervention, the townsfolk gathered in the parish church on December 2nd, praying before the nearly 200-year-old wooden statue of Our Lady of Liberty. Then they carried her in a procession throughout the streets, praying that death would flee as the armies had centuries earlier. From that day forward, not a single case of cholera was reported in Pretlicina. The author further shares another beautiful story. Francesco also learned the legend surrounding that very statue in his parish church. The sculptor, despite the help and collaboration of other artists, could not complete the statue because the head never turned out right. The group temporarily abandoned the task to find new energy and new inspiration. But upon returning, they found the statue's head miraculously completed. When Francesco left Pretlicina to begin his novitiate in Morcone, he took with him two cherished items that remained his companions for life: a rosary gifted by his mother and an image of Our Lady of Liberty. In 1910, after his ordination as a priest, he celebrated his first Mass at the altar beneath her statue. Padre Pio venerated Our Lady of Liberty throughout his whole life. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you so much for watching, and please don't forget to check out our website. The link is in the description below. God bless.